Concern has again been raised about the medical care of a Rohingya refugee man on Nauru who was injured in a motorbike accident in November. Abu Bakar recovered sufficiently to be discharged from hospital a month ago, but the 28-year-old's friends say he's having trouble walking without feeling dizzy, he can't fully use his right arm, and has been prescribed Panadol for pain relief. Peter Lloyd reports.
At home on Nauru, a listless Abu Bakar is asleep for much of the day, and when he's awake, is too unwell to speak. This is his friend, Kamal.
He can't walk too far because he has a dizzy, because when he had the motorbike accident and he got hit on the back of the head and like several injuries in the facial curve as well. So he can't stand too long, and most of the days he's just lying in the bed. That's what he does.
Kamal says Abu Bakar has been seen by doctors under contract to Australia's Department of Immigration at Nauru Hospital.
He got told by them like the injury you got, so still it will take a while to like recover that. But at the moment, he is only under the painkiller.
That painkiller is Panadol. And Barry Fatterford from Doctors for Refugees says that alone falls short of the usual treatment and care for anyone after being in a coma with head injuries. But it's hard to be precise, she says, because the lobby group has been unable to see any of Abu Bakar's medical records for a month, despite having the express permission of the patient.
He's developing quite ominous signs in terms of weakness of one side of the body and not being able to open his eye. Now, if anyone's had any sort of traumatic brain injury resulting in a blood clot on the brain, this is something that really needs to be investigated.
What is the normal process of someone who's had a head injury? When they leave hospital, what kind of post-hospital care do they generally receive?
Oh, they would definitely be seen by a neurosurgeon afterwards if it's a severe head injury. I mean, obviously, a number of head injuries of varying severities present themselves to hospital. Off the order of what this young man had, certainly he'd be called back. And in the first instance, he would be seen by a neurosurgeon if he was in any of the hospitals in Australia.
This many weeks later, if he's having difficulty when he walks, becoming dizzy, having trouble opening an eye, does that suggest that the condition is either not getting better or is in fact getting worse?
Clinically, it sounds like it's getting worse. Now, I'm not there, so I haven't seen him, but his friends are very concerned and they report that he can do less than he could have done a few weeks earlier. So on that evidence alone, he's getting worse. And that in and of itself would warrant an investigation.
AM put questions about the treatment of Abu Bakar to the Department of Immigration and its medical provider, IHMS. In response, a Border Force spokesman referred AM to a statement on Abu Bakar sent on November the 21st last year. It says this person is receiving appropriate medical care. Decisions about medical transfers are made on a case-by-case basis, according to clinical need in consultation with the contracted health services provider and the government of Nauru. The department does not comment on individual medical circumstances.
Peter Lloyd.